Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request the fry department?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let me get the account pulled up. What's your first and last name?
It's Brian Powers.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
It's 1761 Lindale, Nicholsville, Amelia, Ohio, 45102.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out. Looks like you're showing your information was used to take a survey to win a Makita drill through a sweepstakes entry, and you're saying you didn't do that, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right, and it looks like when you do that, it enrolls you into what's called our Bytel meal planning app subscription for $59.89. Did you contact MasterCard or did you call us first?
I called you first. It happened Friday, so I figured I waited till Monday. Well, I didn't know if he was open on the weekend, so I called today.
Yeah, we're open on weekends. All right, so what we'll do is if you're saying that this is fraud, apparently someone has compromised your information, we'll go ahead and file it for you. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Yeah, I'm 95% sure. I know it wasn't me, and I don't think anybody else in my – I don't know how they got a hold of my credit card number.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure. It's easy these days with all the hacking going on. It's really easy for people to get your information out.
I went to the bank Friday evening, and I got a new card coming. But
I know. It's always something. One second. I'm almost done.
Honestly, not that you want to hear this, but this is like the third time in the last month that this has happened to me with three other things.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm honestly thinking about changing banks.
That's what I was about to tell you, or either tell them to open up you a whole new account with a different routing and checking number.
Something, because I've been here for like 25, 30 years. And I know.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe just tell them to keep you from moving. Just say, look, I keep getting hacked, you know, apparently, you know, you're not helping. So can you just open me a whole new account, you know, free of charge and just switch all my stuff over?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I may do that.
And then if they say they don't want to do it, then that's when you say, well, okay, I'm just going to take all my money out and close up the account.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So I'm sure they wouldn't want to lose a customer over 20-something years. So I would think they would do that for you.
You would think.
Yeah, so but we did get those charges refunded. Allow 3 to 5 business days for it to reflect on your MasterCard. Even though you got a new card, it will still go into your account because, you know, of course, like I say, you still have the same bank.
Yes, yes.
All right, well, we got it situated. Did you get the cancellation number just in case you need to call us back?
No, they didn't give it to me.
All right, just let me know. I'll give you the number.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, the cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie. It's going to be 920.
Okay.
869.
Okay.
788. Okay. Yeah, so just keep that number just in case you have to check on the refund. Just call this same number back. Give them that cancellation number. It'll pull up the account for you.
Okay, ma'am. I thank you very much.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Thank you. Goodbye.